So I just tweeted this a few minutes ago, but I think I'm okay with that. Like, I was that fourth down, like 12 players on the field, giving Wisconsin a first down in the first half, which they then scored a touchdown. You know, we forced our three straight three and outs against a team that didn't have a first quarter three and out in like their last six games or whatever. And we forced three in a row, and I'm feeling good. And then, I mean, I guess maybe a player ran on the field, but like, that's on the coaches. I mean, specifically Coach Ligg, it has to be. Like, if your guys don't know who first team punt return is and 12 of them run out there, like, that's inexcusable. There's a lot of wind here. I don't know if this is going to even. I don't know how you people hang out in this stands. He says, as a guy who has been here for 1,700 frigid games. But anyway, so it's maddening, right? Like, the three turnovers, like the, you know, almost right there, so close. Hey, Club Memorial Stadium. I mean, look at all the happy people in the balcony, right? I mean, let me tell you, people, they are dancing. I mean, what I want to hear after a loss is some good music, just so everybody will dance and feel good. Oh, until Club Memorial Stadium ends, I will continue my campaign. Anyway, so the decisions are maddening, right? The field goal attempt into the wind, down 14 at that time. Yeah, 14, down 14. What? 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 Like, you have to go. You have to. 11 is nothing. 11 versus 14 is nothing. You have to go. You get 12 guys on the field. What? How? But then, defense played really well, probably. I mean, look, Wisconsin is not the number 5 team in the country. Wisconsin probably isn't even the number 22 team in the country. Like, that's not a great team, okay? If they played Georgia, I said today, like, if they played Georgia, they'd be like 18-point dogs. Like, if they played Georgia today, they would lose by 41. I mean, that's not a, like, kind of one-dimensional offense. The quarterback's pretty bad. Defense is good, but, I mean, you gave up 300 yards to Illinois, are you that good? Like, you know. Let's start with, okay, like, if this was, let's say this was Penn State today. What's Penn State? Number three? Number two? Whatever. You know, Penn State's the other top five Big Ten team. If we were playing Penn State today, this game would have been 47-3, okay? Like, this is not a number five. Like, if we did come up with this kind of performance against Penn State today, like, if we lost 24-10 at home to Penn State and we're kind of right there most of the game just making mistakes and pushing us out of it, I'd feel awesome. You know, I don't feel as awesome, even though we kind of hung with number five. That's not number five we hung with. But defense, pretty okay. Like, yeah, they lost their tailback in the second half, their freshman, and so, you know, Bradrick Shaw hasn't shown much for them, and, you know, they're a little confused as to what they do, but I think at one point I looked, they were 4 of 11 on third down. Like, we all thought they were just going to run straight through Illinois, right? Like, that was the given going into this, and we hung, right? Like, we got down to the, gosh, we got into their territory lots of times. I mean, the interception, we were in their territory. Let's see. The Cam Thomas pick was at the 10 or so. So we were driving there for points. We missed the field goal. Like, we did some things, right? Like, I feel pretty good about that stuff. You know, we wanted to see this kind of thing. You know, last week tied with Minnesota with 4 minutes to go. You know, this week it was, what was it, 17-3 with 4 minutes to go, and they pull that trick play, which was a really great play, and they get the, you know, big man touchdown, and okay, but we drive back down and get a garbage TD. I like that. Okay, you know, they were holding all day. I wish those holding calls on their corners would have happened earlier in the game, but they were going to just hold Smalling and make him call it. And finally, on the final drive, they started calling it. So, you know, okay. I'm like, there were things to look at. There were things to feel okay about, you know. Like, you're probably the same as me. Like, during a game, sometimes it's, like, maddening. And, like, when Cam Thomas threw that pick, just like, oh. Like, we're so close here. Like, we have a chance and we just can't. What? You know? But then 24 hours from now, I'll look back on this. Or I'll watch the game again on Monday or whatever. And I'll be like, hey. Got the linebackers back and Phillips looked really good. And, gosh, I really like Daley Harding. And, you know, oh, hey, he's got some really good stuff from Kendrick Foster. Wow, Cam Thomas. Yeah, you know, he's just a true freshman quarterback, but some of those throws were like, wow, I didn't know he had that in his arsenal. Like, that throw to Turner, where was that? Oh, speaking of Turner, there's the other one, right? Like, we had a touchdown. Like, just take those mistakes. Like, just complete that pass to Turner, and this is a totally different game. Just don't do that fourth down, 12 men on punt return thing, and it's a game. Like, we're so, you know, we're right there. Against number five, but not number five. But, you know, I think where I'll land is I'm okay. I'm okay with that. It's frustrating. Another long drive up from St. Louis. Another long drive back home. But these last 2 weeks, some signs of things coming together. Again, we're going to see this same, more or less these same players in 3 years. So to see them do this as freshmen and sophomores mostly, I'm all right with that. I think I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm standing here and I'm like looking at the spot on the field where Turner, where, you know, the first quarter where Turner and George couldn't connect. I thought Turner slowed up and I put it on him. It might have been on George. Like, I'm not watching on TV, so I don't get replays. So I'm just watching for the press box that's on the other end of the field. But like, if we just have that playback, so many different things play out differently, you know. If we could just have some of those turnovers back, like the play where George fumbled and Jeff George fumbled and they recovered, like Smalling was open. I was watching. I was like spot shadowing Smalling. He had him, like a half second more time, and it could have even been a touchdown. Like, he beat the guy. So, like, you know, it's just, you know, I just think of these, you take these few little things and maybe at the end it's actually a game with number five Wisconsin on ESPN. But alas, we mistaked our way home. So, end all be all, I'm okay with it. I'm not thrilled. I'm frustrated. But I'm not upset. And this isn't, you know, last year's, what was it, 48-6 or whatever at Wisconsin. Like, we've made progress. And I'm okay with that. Go Liner.